Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Yesterday, I posted something that usually you could tell if people are really engaged with it, that is something that maybe people hadn't seen before, so they were interested in it. And it's something called a vajacial.
A vajacial.
That's the name. Had never heard of a vajacial in my life, but I saw it at Fresh Wax Center down in Sarasota. I do edit this video, and I mean, I'm looking at it now. I got 25,000 views on this in less than a day. Mm-hmm. And so that let me know that this wasn't something that's a natural. This is not something that everybody knew was available. All the comments under the bottom, a lot of people was like, wait, what the hell is this? Blah, 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 blah. But then a lot of ladies chimed in with, this is very necessary maintenance for them to stay beautified in that area down there.
And the video you posted, it shows a lot.
Well, I mean, okay, so if you haven't seen the video, I put it up at Wild94.1's Instagram as well, so you could see what we were talking about, because the lady is in stirrups kind of thing, like with her legs open, and there's some sort of steam. Like, I called it pressure washing. There's some sort of something that's going on under there where they're basically hitting it with the steam. Then they rubbing and scrubbing, and then they got the tweezers out. And they said it's a battle for ingrown hairs, mm-hmm. and it's good just for your skin and blah, blah, blah. So there was one person, Marilyn wrote, men don't really deserve us. And then another person from Enamored Beauty wrote, it's called a vajacial. And manscaping and I'm an esthetician. Manscaping and vajacials are not uncommon and great for the skin. So you should get it done as a man as well.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So, and then another person said, Meredith can explain this to you because I'm sure she has had it done.
Yes, I've had a facial done. I haven't had this done.
Well, that's a big difference. And again, I don't want to make this sound disrespectful, but I wrote the person back and was like, listen, I don't really think Meredith has them kind of issues, because I'm thinking because you have such,
I have fine
like
hair.
Fine blonde hair, mm-hmm. It doesn't really get all trapped up like like whatever I was looking at right there.
Well,
like
the hair on your head is different than the hair on your arms, and is also different than the hair in your nether regions as well, just so there's an explanation there. So just because I look like I have fine hair, you never know what's going to happen at any other area. That's for any woman. But yeah, you are correct. I've never had to deal with a lot of ingrown hairs, especially in that area, but a lot of women do, especially when it comes to shaving, the bumps that they get, the razor burn, and even tweezing down there is really painful. So having somebody else take care of it is pretty much a dream for them.
It looks very intimidating. And Gigi Oh So Fabulous wrote, it's a vajacial. It's very beneficial for those women who are prone for ingrown hairs. Cleanses and exfoliates. Extractions of ingrown hair. A mask is applied. And it also helps brighten the skin in that area. Nothing wrong with getting these, Orlando. You have just learned.
It seems like some great like self-love.
Yes.
Some maintenance.
But okay, so here's where it gets weird, because
this isn't weird.
I mean, it's already weird. But I haven't seen everybody in that angle.
Yeah.
But I just always assume that what you see is pretty much what's blessed from God. I'm like, yo, so if you get romantic and you get to see somebody in that juncture, it's like that's what they were given. I didn't know. That y'all had to go through all, like one person said, y'all should never complain about paying for dinner now that you understand all that we go through to make it look like that. So you trying to tell me nobody out here just looking good? Well, y'all got to go get pressure washed?
Well, I don't think this is for everybody. I think this is for people that suffer from those ailments, like you said, the ingrown hairs and things of that nature. So I don't think this is something that everybody needs as part of their maintenance.
So when she say men should do it, this ain't really like, this is just a suggestion. This ain't like a necessity.
I mean, it depends on how you manscape. I mean, some people like to go completely bare. And if you have an issue when it comes to shaving and you have like little bumps or something like that, this would be perfect for you.
I'm big on the manscaping thing. I think that's very important. But
this lady offered the service for both of us.
No, I'm good. What I was going to say, the second part of it was like, I can handle it myself.
Yeah.
But no, not the steam, though. Like, you can't get all up into the.
I don't have ingrown hairs, and I'm not dealing
either,
with all
that
mess.
But I'm saying, like she said, it's good for your skin quality.
Yeah.
To go ahead and throw your legs open and let her hit you with the wind.
That's the steam.
You got to hit you with the mist.
Yes. Yeah, they have facial steamers, all that. It's yeah. Very common.
So she wanted to know if we were interested as a show in coming down to get it done.
I'm good.
I'm
good.
Why?
I handle my own manscaping. I'm but sure you, I don't need it. I don't
steam
need a pit
your
crew.
Own business. Though.
I mean, I don't need it steamed.
You know what? I have had some pretty invasive things and stuff done before.
You've had a lot done.
Yeah. I mean, I've had waxes, you know, up top, flip it over, all that stuff. So I'm not saying I wouldn't do something like this. Maybe if y'all want to go with, like, as, like,
and
freak
hold,
show
hold
crew.
Hands
no,
while we do it.
No. Separate rooms.
Oh.
Somebody asked me, Orlando, my question is, do you appreciate a woman doing this or do you feel like it's unnecessary?
Oh, yeah. Do you appreciate it? Because it's a lot of hard work. And there's other places in town that do this as well.
There are a bunch of them that all started checking in.
Absolutely. It's appreciated if you feel like you have something that needs to get handled. And as uncomfortable as it might be, going and getting it handled is very much appreciated.
They do butt facials, too.
Yeah,
this
that.
Is awesome.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. It's all about the skin. I mean, how often do you have anybody, you know, to actually manicure and take care of your skin, especially you can't get around these corners?
But, I mean, but I don't understand why my butt got to have a facial, though.
Well,
like, what's wrong with your butt?
Well, it's you've never had a pimple on your butt. Let's just be open and honest. You've never once had a pimple on your butt. You sit down on toilets, and that's pretty disgusting and all that. So this will help it take care.
I sit down on my own toilet, Meredith. That might be a great reason why.
See, here's the problem, is we're trying to be open and honest, and you just said you've never had a pimple on your butt before.
No, I'm saying, you said I got a pimple on my butt from sitting on toilets. I don't sit on random toilets.
It doesn't matter.
So maybe I've had less pimples on my butt than you've had, because you just seem to throw yours on any toilet.
Now you're throwing shots.
I'm not throwing shots.
All right, here we go. Maybe you could use a facial on a butt.
No, I'm good. I'm more talking about like my undercarriage area, because I mean, like the blush bar, for instance. They chimed in, said we do men and women as well. This is the truth. Go ahead and get your parts maintained and reach out.
Yeah, this is cool. I would be down for this in some sense.
Nobody's surprised.
I'm all about beauty treatments for sure.
I'm looking at the video now, and honestly, I don't know about this. The fact that you can, there, let's say, ladies, with what you have, they can cover you better and do this work than what the guy has.
Yeah, well, how do they cover you? A sock?
I don't know. I have never had it.
You probably just out there.
Like, see, I don't like that part.
You probably let me ask this question though. So, yeah, obviously the people that do it, those places, they chime in. Oh, yeah, we could do this. We could do. But is there a second side to this?
Like
anybody
what?
Being like, hey, maybe this isn't the best thing to get his steamed, pressed, and all of that. Is
healthy?
That, yeah.
Well, it depends on where the steam is going, because they had steams that, you know, kind of go down there and a little bit too much, and gynecologists have come out. A lot of doctors saying you shouldn't go there. But this is just at the top, the very top part of your skin. It's not, you know.
Oh, they don't blow out the bottom half?
They don't usually go, like, undercarriage. They don't usually go undercarriage. It's just the skin right on top where your pelvic bone is. Yeah.
Oh, I'm good.
Are you disappointed?
No, I'm good up there.
You
I
sound
thought,
disappointed.
I'm not disappointed. I just really have. I mean, the way the angle is in this video, it looks like they're shooting that steam and everything.
Well, you don't want it to.
And you know. So I thought that they would be getting places that I can't necessarily get to as myself.
You just have to be careful where the steam goes.
Because
it's hard
to manscape at the house.
It
is. Because when you're manscaping at the house, like, you got to put the blanket, like, you got to put the towel on the bed.
You're shaving on the bed?
On the bed.
Well, I mean,
you're shaving on a bed.
You manscaping on your bed?
You have pubes on the bed.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
Wait.
You're just in the shower, or I don't even know, in the bathroom.
You don't do it in the shower. You can't do it with wet hair. No, you can't do that. You got to do it like.
You don't shave in the shower?
I do it in the bathroom, but I do it standing in the bathroom.
Over a toilet.
But then when to get to
the what are you doing on the bed?
Well, I mean, if you get into certain areas.
Please
like,
text in.
Like,
do you guys do this?
You got to throw your leg up on the bed.
Your hair's going there.
You gotta lift. Ugh. But that's why you sit on the towel. And then you lift to get all up under to get the hair.
Do you have a pube towel that you use every single time?
No, I have a towel that I take it out and I throw it in the laundry.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that in your room.
But yes, you, what
not
do you
in
mean?
Your room.
Oh, I'm in my bathroom when I start, and I do it over the toilet.
At any point of the process.
You can get the hair to go into there, but then I'm saying, but when you get like you got to get to a different angle. You have to be laying down.
So if a lady goes to bed with you, she might get prickled?
No, there might be No, because I got.
Oh, don't grab that towel.
No,
not any towel but that.
Okay, y'all are being haters. I'm just saying. I thought we was being open and honest. Yeah. You just hit me with the open and honesty. Uh-huh, I'm saying that when you lay back, like that lady in the video, she's
how are you
back
laying
in
back? You're supposed to put your leg up if you need to go. You know, down below.
Well,
you put your leg up.
I lay this way, and then uh-huh. I get my legs
all right
there like this.
Okay, so you open up.
And then yeah, but I'm there, and this way, and then I can get hit it with the shaver because I got the little like yeah, I do that okay. That kind of thing, and I get all up.
He
under.
Needs more room to
yeah,
spread out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a big guy. I got to get down and you know, like get low.
No. I've never heard somebody
yeah.
doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do it standing, but that's all. That's just tertiary. That's just top down.
People are saying, "What is wrong with your?
What do you mean?
Your landlord not going to renew your lease?"
Find these little hairs everywhere.
Damn y'all, listen, I thought we was being honest. Y'all like apparently ain't prepared to have this kind of conversation. But I thought that was like, that's the best way to get. I do cleaning 2 times a year.
Wait, manscaping?
No, I'm talking about like whipping it all off. Like everything.
Oh.
So I'm saying I'm trying to get.
Like a
I'm not trying to just.
Doja Cat go completely bald.
Exactly. Gotcha. So I'm saying, so you gotta lay down to get all in there to get everything.
You got some love. It says, can you please tell Meredith and Davi with their small asses, us big people need some extra room and we need to get in all those angles and crevices.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that's important.
Yeah. Another one says, you could tell Davi and Meredith been small their whole lives. Us big people need some extra room for them angles.
See?
What
Thank
angles
you.
Are you hitting?
Whatever angle you're trying to get to. Like, I'm glad some people understand
Maybe
what
you
my
do
problem
need this.
Is. I don't need this.
Yeah.
If they could take I mean, all that wax and all that stuff, I'm not really trying to do that. I do mine with clippers so I can keep from having those bumps. And
okay, so you like a little bit of hair. You don't go. You only go bald like twice a year, you said.
Yeah, like totally.
But when you go bald, they're saying that come to their establishment because they'll make sure that everything's going to be
well,
pristine.
Listen, I learned a lot yesterday and learned that, you know, y'all pressure washing the carpets and doing all that. That's I definitely won't complain about taking y'all to dinner. Now that I understand that the beauty comes from a lot of work from the pit crew.
And we learned a lot this morning.
Yeah,
shut
did.
Up, man. Whatever.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.